topic to bring up. So the floor is yours, dude. What do you want to say? There's a movie called The Guardian starring Ashton Kutcher and
Kevin Costner.
Kevin
Yeah,
Costner.
it's like, so basically Kevin Costner is like the old dog. Like, he's been doing the Coast Guard thing for like a long time, and then
This movie came
asked
out in 2006,
sits, I believe.
yeah.
Yeah, so basically he's like, he's had all these like records, like he saved a lot of people, he's done like all these records in training, and he has like all the records. And Ashton Kutcher comes in, thinks he's like a hot shot because he was a swimmer and all that. And he comes in there thinking, trying to beat all the records. And then Kevin Costner's like, that's not what this is about. And like, this is just about people and saving them. Then like, but then one day Kevin Costner's like, forget it, let's have a beat the records day. And then like Ashton Kutcher's, he's like, after a while, he's like, okay, I get what you're saying. Like, I'm tired of doing this, all trying to beat all your records now. And then it was a very, just like, impactful movie, and it gives you kind of like insight about what they actually go through in the Coast Guard. Like, it's really dangerous because they're going out there in storms when people are like, their boat's about to sink or whatever, and or people who are like been stranded just out in the middle of the water. And it's a really dangerous job, and it kind of just gives you insight about what they go through and how they train for this. And
So what was it about this movie that, like, why you say it's become your favorite movie?
well, it's one of my favorites. Like, kind of like the message about it. And then I don't know if I should spoil it or not. Probably don't want to spoil the ending. But I don't know. Just like, I feel like the story of it was good. And just like, there's one point where Ashton Kutcher asked Kevin Costner, like, what's your number? He wants to know how many people he saved. And he tells him, like, seven. He goes, well, that's not bad. I expected like 200 or something like that. He goes, seven is the number of people that I've lost. It's the only number that I would keep track of because that's the ones I failed. Or such, that's what he tells them. And just, it's about just them putting their lives on the line for other people. Like, they're real life heroes. They're out there trying to save people who like have been left behind from everybody else, and they're like their last chance to live again and start over. Whether it's like their boat's about to sink, or they just got stranded, you know, like out in the water somehow, and they're always like their last hope to like come and save them. And like, I want to tell more, but I don't know if I spoiled the ending of it. But it's a really good movie, and I would say go check it out, see what you think. Like, first time I saw it years ago, I was like, this movie's amazing. Outside of the MCU, it's definitely one of my favorite movies. And so I really love the movie, and I like the message it has for everything.
So Jameson, have you ever seen this movie?
Yeah, I've seen The Guardian. I think I watched it. Did I watch it before I joined the Navy? Yeah, because I was looking into, I wanted to be a pilot, and I was watching it and looking to see
How are you gonna be a pilot in
like
the how are you gonna be a
what
pilot
Coast
in the
Guard
Navy? Shouldn't
pilots.
you have joined the Air Force?
No, you ever seen Top Gun?
Yeah, he was in the Air Force.
No, those are Navy pilots.
Agree to disagree.
What do you think they do on aircraft carriers?
It's like Uber. It's like Uber for the military.
For the Marines. No, so I was checking out the like different helicopters and stuff, because the Coast Guard, they have some of the best helicopters. But I was, yeah, watching, seeing the conditions that they fly in. And I mean, they have some pretty intense scenes in The Guardian as far as like people on shipwrecks, like
Yeah, some of the
just showing
rescue scenes.
showing how brutal the sea can be, how much effort it takes to save someone when you're out there, and like you got, you know, 20 foot, 30 foot, I mean, those are probably smaller waves for if you're in the middle of the ocean. But you know, he's dropping down into the water, swimming in this stuff, and you mentioned the day where he's breaking all the records and stuff, and he's swimming in a pool. And I remember him saying something like, all right, now go try that in the ocean, you know, with the waves going. So when I was in the Navy, I went through training, like water survival training, specifically like training how if you're in a helicopter or a plane and it crashes in the water, like how you're supposed to survive. So we had to do like swimming. The last thing we had to do is we had to swim for like in a circle for an hour, in our flight gear. And I mean, it's tough. I mean, what I came to realize is, like, if you fall off a ship or off a plane and you have your boots on and you don't have a life vest, you're pretty much screwed, you know. But I mean, but we did all these tests in a pool in a very controlled environment. And it's like, man, it's hard enough doing it in that kind of environment. But imagine falling into the ocean where the water's cold. You got all your clothes on. You weren't expecting it. You know, you may land in a weird angle. Like, you've got seconds, you know, before you're gone. And you know, you got all the waves and stuff. And so it's like they're doing all these rescue swims. And there are people out there, like, today, you know, doing this stuff. And it's mostly the Coast Guard that saves people when it comes to the rescues. So very, very intense job, very physical job, and a lot of respect for those guys. A lot of respect.
Yeah, it's like one of the training scenes there in the pool. Basically, they have, like, the newcomer, like, get in the pool, and then they let one of the vendors come in, like, act like they're drowning behind them and, like, freaking out, mm-hmm. and seeing how they respond to, like, if like a person you're trying to rescue is freaking out. They're, like, grabbing your mask, pulling your mask down, how you're going to respond. Mm-hmm. Basically, they want to see how you respond under that pressure when you're a newcomer. And basically, get in the pool, act like the person who's grabbing the rescue swimmer is, like, the drowning. And see how they would want to react in that situation. Yeah. See if they'll pass or fail.
Didn't he like punch one of the guys in the face?
Yeah, the second time he did it, he like just threw an elbow in the guy's face. Like, I'm rescue swimmer. I'm here to rescue you. And he just pulls him onto the side of the pole. And he's like, good job. You did good.
He like breaks his nose and the dude's all mad. And he's like, yeah, well, you're alive, aren't you?
Yeah. And then he like congratulates him later outside the pool and hugs him.
I know. I've seen this movie, but it's been so long. I might have watched it like early when it first came out, but I don't remember anything about it.
It's almost 20 years.
Into relations. All right, guys. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Our supporters help make all this content possible, so make sure you check out our Patreon page so you can help us bring you the content you want. Push the pedal to the freaking metal. I'm turned up just like heavy metal. Yo. Turned up on another level. Push the pedal to the freaking metal. I'm turned up just like heavy metal.